Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue with our news items, with police reports on children and firearms, and Storm Katie making her mark. But first, six brave police officers receive recognition for their actions.
Six brave police officers who risked their own lives to help save a man from drowning at Great Yarmouth are to be awarded top national life-saving honours. A man ran into the sea near the Marina Centre in Great Yarmouth on an atrocious night when a combination of heavy rain, high winds and fading light would make any rescue bid extremely difficult. Emergency services, including the police, were called following concerns for the man's safety and arrived to find him already up to his waist in the water, with members of his family on the beach trying to persuade him to come back to safety. The man had threatened to drown himself at once if anyone approached him, at which stage his brother ran into the sea to try to get him back to the shore. But fearing for the safety of both men, the six police officers, who were all wearing body armour, went into the water as well, in a bid to rescue the pair. They managed to reach the man before he carried out his threat to drown himself, and although he was struggling violently, dragged him back to the shore and restrained him until an ambulance arrived to take him to hospital, where he was treated for hypothermia. Following the incident, on July the 24th last year, the officers, PCs Mark Askew, Dan Brown, Ben Chard, Karen Cook, Pete Rachida and Sergeant Andy Brown, have all been awarded Royal Humane Society Certificates of Commendation.
People who say they've been plagued by the boy racers congregating at Mousehold Heath at night could get respite from the problem. Residents of Britannia Road, near the top of Kett's Hill, have long called for action to slow drivers down. Both Britannia Road and nearby Vincent Road have recently been redesignated as 30-mile-an-hour zones as part of the Push the Pedalway project. And £20,000 of community infrastructure levy money, a tax on developers who build new homes, will now be used as measures to help ensure the limit is adhered to. Bert Bremner, Cabinet Member for the Environment and Sustainable Development at Norwich City Council, said the package of measures responds to feedback from other stakeholders and includes further traffic calming measures, improved pedestrian facilities, and managing on-street parking to reduce the current congestion problems.
About two dozen staff at KLM UK Engineering have applied for voluntary redundancy after it emerged that 40 jobs are at risk at the company, according to a union spokesman. Talks are ongoing with staff and union reps at the aircraft maintenance firm based at Norwich International Airport on Liberator Road, which employs 430 people. The company refused to comment on the threat of redundancies, but Unite, the union, has confirmed that 40 full-time positions are at risk, with around 24 staff already opting for voluntary redundancy. A consultation is ongoing over the remaining 16 positions, and the union expects further discussions to be held around shift patterns.
Norwich artist Will Tethers' innovative painting of the packed bookshelves of a shop in Elm Hill fetched a record-breaking sum at a London art fair. Mr. Tethers' artwork featuring the Dormouse Bookshop sold for almost £11,000 at the other art fair, and organisers have confirmed that it was the highest price recorded in the event's 10-year history. The painting is part of Mr. Tethers' series Infinite Perspectives, which plays with perspective and sees him create detailed three-dimensional paintings on globes and unusually formed canvases. The globe featuring the Dormouse Bookshop reveals different aspects of the shop as it turns. Meanwhile, another of Mr. Tether's work aims to give the illusion of the viewer being in the middle of a flock of birds in flight. Infinite Perspectives is a project that explores new ground in the depiction of space, blurring the boundaries between painting and sculpture, said Mr. Tether, explaining that the origins of his work laid in magical realism, the carnivalesque and the sense of the uncanny.
Children in Norfolk are among more than 30 youngsters to have been arrested for firearms offences in the region over the past 3 years, new figures have revealed. Of the 1,549 children in the country arrested for suspected firearms offences between 2013 and 2016, 3 were in Norfolk, 16 in Suffolk, and a total of 17 in Cambridgeshire. The figures released by forces under the Freedom of Information Act showed that no children in Norfolk or Suffolk were charged with firearms offences over the 3-year period.
A driver using a mobile phone and an iPad while driving along the A11 without a seatbelt has been caught in a police crackdown. He was stopped as part of a 5-day action for targeting HGV drivers across Norfolk and Suffolk called Operation Wyken. Chief Inspector Christian Bernard, head of the Norfolk and Suffolk Roads Policing Unit, said in total 239 vehicles were stopped, 59 for suspected mobile phone offences, and 177 were stopped for suspected seatbelt offences.
Two renewable energy companies have shut up shop in the wake of cuts to government subsidies, which have dried up order books and driven firms into liquidation. Ecojuice and Absolute Renewable Energy UK, both based in Norwich, said that they were forced to close after the government cut solar subsidies from 12.47p per kilowatt hour to 4.39p in February. They claimed it meant that homeowners, who are paid for every unit of electricity their domestic panels generate, known as a feed-in tariff, had fewer incentives to opt for a solar installation. The move came after the government highlighted concerns that the £7.6 billion budget for renewables would be drastically overspent, and argued that solar and onshore wind projects should largely be able to support themselves.
The Easter weekend traditionally signals the start of the season for our top tourist attractions, but some were forced to batten down the hatches as Storm Katie battered the region, bringing strong winds and heavy rain. Temperatures dropped to between 4 and 5 degrees, and gusts reached 60 miles an hour. Bewilderwood, Goat Ape and Great Yarmouth Pleasure Beach didn't open. Gressenhall Farm and the Workhouse were forced to close in the spring, to close its spring fair before lunchtime, and Sheringham Park Estate, Felbrigg and West Runton were also shut. Ella Akinlay, General Manager of Felbrigg Hall, said closing the hall was a horrible decision to take, but it was the best course of action given the strength of the winds. We have a large area of parkland and lots of trees around the place, and we're not sure how they will react under these weather conditions. The coastal areas felt the stronger effects of Storm Katie. Lim Holmes, General Manager of Pleasurewood Hills, which was also closed, said no significant or structural damage has been caused by the weather, but there has been disruptions to the park.
Now to Information Desk. Just some reminders today. Firstly, the NNAB walks. The next long walk, which is between 5 and 7 miles long and ends with a pub or cafe lunch, is on Wednesday, April 13th. It starts from the NNAB at 10 a.m. until approximately 3 to 4 p.m. The charge is between £3 and £5, which is for your transport and lunch. The next short walk is on Wednesday, April 20th, and is 3 miles long. Start time and cost are the same as for the long walk, except you will return earlier, just after lunch. Please contact Donna Hewitt on 01603 629558, that's 01603 629558, if you would like to join a walk or need any further information.
And don't forget that the NNAB are running 2 holidays this year, both of which are to their regular holiday hotel in Great Yarmouth. The dates for the summer break are Saturday the 2nd to Friday the 8th of July, and Turkey and Tinsel on Monday the 28th of November to Friday the 2nd of December. Costs for the summer break are £410 for a single room, 360 per person in a twin or double room. For the turkey and tinsel break, it's £285 for a single room and £255 per person for a twin or double room, and a £20 deposit per person is required. For more information, contact Donna Hewitt on 01603 629 558.
And also, there is the golfing opportunity at Bauber Golf Club, who have kindly offered the possibility of golfing sessions for anyone interested. Please contact Donna Hewitt and let her know if there's a particular day, morning or afternoon, that suits you best. The same phone number as before, 01603 628 558.
And that's all from Information Desk this week. Now Margaret is going to tell us what's on.